I'm Jane Evans, and this is the fourth weekly podcast produced by Chatterbox during the coronavirus crisis. This podcast is recorded on Thursday, April the 16th, 2020, and uses material from the Eastern Daily Press, the EDP, from the last week. I'll be joined by Robin Quine. We'll be reading three tracks of news. These will be followed by a feature from this week's EDP, read by David Potten. After the feature, there will be a final section which will include some useful information for listeners to this podcast. Before we start this week's podcast, we'd like to play you a message we've received from one of our listeners, Jeanette.
Hello, this is Jeanette with Guide Dog Joseph. Please remember that lots of elderly people, they don't have online, we don't have any technology. We need telephone numbers, we need help. But thank you, Chatterbox, for all that you are doing. Thank you. Bye.
We've also heard from Vision Norfolk, who inform us of new smart speaker listeners, John and Pat. We're pleased that you're still able to enjoy listening to Chatterbox. We also hear that the numbers listening on the phone are increasing. We're delighted to know that this service is proving popular. The news this week has, of course, been dominated by the coronavirus crisis, and almost all of the stories relate to this in one way or another. The latest news on Thursday, the 16th of April, indicates that over 130 people have died in three Norfolk hospitals with confirmed cases of coronavirus, with Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital in Norwich, and the James Paget Hospital in Great Yarmouth all reporting over 40 deaths so far. Another late news headline is that the Open Youth Trust, based in Bank Plain in Norwich, has gone into liquidation. Sad news for many young people in Norfolk. I'll now pass you to Robin, who will give us an idea of the ways in which the coronavirus is affecting Norfolk.